You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we're continuing with our weekly shiur on the Zohar HaKadosh, illuminating the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu through the lens of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, and illuminating the Torah of Rabbi Shimon through the light of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the secret of that burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is buried in a place of Lo Yada Isha's Kvuraso, and so too with Rabbi Shimon, that in spite of the fact that we know where Rabbi Shimon is buried, it's buried in Meiron. Ultimately, as Rabbi Nachman teaches us, the word Meiron really can be read as Miron. Where does the grandeur come from? From whence does the grandeur emerge? Miron, where does that Roin v'Haroimimus come from? And it's also an unknown place. It's also an unknown place. And ultimately, to illuminate the unknown place of Rabbi Shimon's Ma'ara and his burial place, in spite of the fact that we know where it is, but to enter into a place where we really come to terms with the fact that we don't know anything. We don't know anything in terms of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon. We thought we knew Rabbi Shimon, but each and every year on Lag BaOmer, there's new Hiskalus of Kedai Lismoch on the secret of Tzadik Yisod Olam and the Butzina Dinahira and the endless flow of the Torah HaChadasha that is emergent from Rabbi Shimon. And when we come to terms with knowing where his burial place is, but ultimately having a sense of not being able to reach his burial place, which brings the burial place of Rashbi closer to the burial place of Moshe, which is Lo Yada Isha's Kvuraso, and we're mechaber the known of Rabbi Shimon's burial place to the unknown of Moshe Rabbeinu's burial place. And in Mela, there's a hesiris for both of those unknown burial places of Moshe and Rashbi, of Elisa Lamar Mishavisa Shevi Lakachas Matanus B'mnei Adam, that Moshe goes up to draw down the neshama of Shimon Bar Yochai, because the illumination of his light is the light that brings about Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'hai Safra Yavkin Megalusa Barachimim. And so when there's an unknown element that attaches itself to Rabbi Shimon's kever, that's just the hischabris of Moshe Rabbeinu's unknown kever, attaching itself to the known kever of Rabbi Shimon, and both of them now undergo a process of a hishtoikikus to come back to Yerushalayim, to come back to that place of Yerushalayim, which is the secret of drawing down the tzaddike emes back into Yerushalayim, back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be Megala, the Das HaPnimius, the Das Shel Shalom, which is the Das of Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is the secret of Moshe Shapir Ka'amar, the Hiskalus of the Das of Moshe within each and every person, and the revelation of the Lo Yada at the heart of the Yada, and the heart of the Yada within the heart of the Lo Yada, and then we get to that place of Mi Bein Shnei HaKruvim, which is Rosh Tevas Moshe itself, and it's from there that the Torah is Yotzei. It's from there that Uval Tzion Goyo. Be'ezras Hashem, in Parshas Emorah LaKayanim, again, we're attaching ourselves to a profound light. We're attaching ourselves to a light of the fact that the Kohanim are the Tzadikei Yisoid Olam. The Kohanim are the Tzadikei Yisoid Olam who have the ability to see through the concealment of this world. I'm sorry about the noise again. To see through the concealment of this world. The Kohanim, as the Tzaddikim say, are not allowed to look at death. They're not allowed to become impure through the contemplation or the awareness over impurity in the world. The Kohanim is that place in the mind, as the Rambam tells us, that each person can be a Kohen, and that place in Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim Amitim, and the secret of the Kohuna, which is the Das Elyon of the Keser Shel Kohuna. In that place, each person has the ability to preserve themselves from Tumas Misa, meaning to say, to look at Messias of Misa in the world, but not to be Metame by it, not to allow that Messias to defile the way that we look at the world. And there's an Isser. So the Kohanim are not allowed to enter into a place of Tumah because there's a call and a demand for them to see beyond it. Not to ignore it, but to see beyond it, to look at the light of this world and to see the light of the light that rests within the light of this world, to uncover the invisible that rests within the visible itself. The visibility of this world is Tumas Misa. The visibility of this world is the Suffik Tumas Misa that Rabbi Shimon has to come out to into the world of Tiveria, a world that is covered over by a stench of death and clarity and a lack of awareness. And Rabbi Shimon comes out and he says, what can I fix? V'tahir ir Tiveria. Rabbi Shimon purifies the Suffik of Misa within Tiveria itself, because that's what the tzaddikim do. They come to be marbe the or of Vada'ut. They come to draw down certainty to the degree that they made fun of Rabbi Shimon. What? Rabbi Shimon, you come to purify the world of Misa? And be'emes, yeah, that's what Rabbi Shimon does. There's no Misa when it comes to the world of Rabbi Shimon. In the Or HaOiris, as the Chazon Ish says, Ein Shum Eitzev Ba'olam L'misha Makiris Or HaOiris, because there's an Or of Hiskalus HaMetzias, which is the realm of Misa, and it's the realm of Tumas Misa, and that's the externalized place. And then there's the depths of the depths, the Or HaOiris, the place that's Mechaber together, the two Oiris of Dayan Emes and Atay V'Ametiv, that's Megala that Ein Siluk Moichan Olam Bechlal, like the Torah Chacham says. And Torah Chacham is Mam Shech Chaim, that it's Chaim Ad Olam. Rabbi Shimon is being Megala that even on Tzaf HaMavis, even in that place of death, if you look closer and you take a double take, like Yitzchak Avinu, to look twice at that Or of Yitzchak and that secret of Kate's Chai and the life that exists within death, you come to find the illumination of light of lights that rests behind all concealment. And that's what the tzaddikim do. That's what the kohanim do. They don't look. It's not that they're not looking at the external or of this world, but they're seeing the or ha'oiris at the heart of the or. It's not that they're ignoring the emes. They're seeing the emes la'amiso, like Aaron Akoinu understood the emes la'amiso so deeply, which is the hamshach of the dashel shalom, that he was willing to enter into the treacherous place of sheker in order to be megala the emes la'amiso, which is the secret of Aaron Akoinu, who's the shadchin, who's the secret of Rosh Tevos, sheker doiver v'kesef notel. The kohanim are the shadchanim. They're the Shadchanim, they're the Tzadikim, they're the Shliach Tzibor between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're willing to see beyond the MS of this reality, which says Tumas Misa, to see that which can't be seen yet, which is the secret of Tahir Ir Tiveri, of the fact that there's no death, and there's only the refinement of existence, and there's only the Tekuma, the Tekuma, the Tekuma of Klal Yisrael into the secret of redemption. Zok the Zayar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor, Daf Peches. Pasuk says, Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda is Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda is always Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda is that empty place that externally we saw previously as the Pesach Einayim, is that place that doesn't even truly exist. It's the opportunity, it's the halal that each person encounters for the opportunity to fill their world with either positive thoughts or negative thoughts, as Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Memtes. L'shamish oil behem. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach. So the secret of Malchus is that it's open. It's open to our determination. And what does that express itself as? The Pasach in Tehillim says, Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reyecha. How great is your goodness that you have stored away and hidden away for those who fear you. Ma rav tuvcha. How great and how profound is your goodness. Kama iloyev yekara ha'hu nuhura iloyev de'ikre toiv d'chsiv v'yar le'kim esa'or ki toiv. V'dohu hor agonuz deva Ovid Kutchabrihu Tav La Alma Vlaimanale Bahol Yuma begin the Bay Meskayim Alma Vakayim Aleha. Baruch Hashem, it's Hamshach of what we spoke about yesterday in the Shir in the inner world of redemption and the secret of the Or HaGanuz, that concealment of light that gives birth to a light of concealment. That's how the Kohanim live. The Kohanim live in a world prior to Misa and beyond Misa because they're able to see the Or HaGanuz. They attach themselves with their purified eyes with the Chachma and the Bina, the secret of Eine Ha'eda, and they look beyond the Chitzonius to the Pnimius, and they look beyond the Emes to the Emes. And they look beyond the Tumah and they see the Tahara HaKadosha that rests at every moment, and they see beyond, they see the Or HaGanuz. Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reyecha. How great is that goodness that is stored away for those who fear you. And again, this pasuk is darshaned elsewhere in Parshas Shlach by Rabbi Shimon and his chavirav. Ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reyecha. How negative is going to be the strength that emerges from the north in the end of days? How negative is going to be those gevuros that emerge, that safon, that hidden thing? But nevertheless, it's specifically from there that we're going to be megala the schar toiv. We're going to be megala the secret of the shechita seyetzer hara, to be megala zayin on how all of the difficulty and all of the concealment and all of the yira and all of the things that cause a person to feel that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed from this world, those fallen fears, in truth, it's specifically within those places that we're going to be Megala, the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more and more. This was the Torah we were going to share yesterday from Rabbi Nachman when the Shir on Or HaGanuz got stopped, which was basically that a person who wants to taste from the Or HaGanuz in this world, as Rabbi Nachman points out in Torah Tesvav, they need to be Ma'ala their Yira to Mishpat, and then from the Mishpat into Das, meaning to say they need to Ma'ala Malchus to Teferis, and from Teferis to the Pnimius of Das, which is going to be Keser, which is the Kav HaEmsai, which is drawing down Malchus to Teferis. Haris back up through Das to the light of Keser, which is the secret of Reshad Lo Asiyad and Mashiach Tzidkenu. And that's how a person is zoicha to taste the light of concealment, that Or HaGunas. What's the Or HaGunas? Malchus represents the fallen fears, the fallen concealment of this worldliness and all of its existential thisness and the struggles of it and the things and the hardships and all of it. And in order to deal with that, we have to be Maled. We have to be Male Malchus, which is the concealment of this world, back up to Mishpat, which is the secret of Teferis, which is the secret of that all of the concealment is ultimately a product of the fact that that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the concealment to be expressed, because it's specifically by going by way of the concealment, by way of the Midos, by way of Zer Anpin, that a person will come to be Masig, the true depths of the Mara Tuvcha Sher Tzafan Tel Reachem. When a person elevates the concealment of existence, of Malchus, back up to Mishpat, and see the judgment and the justice at the heart of all things, which is the simple fact that I have no idea how or what, Mishpatecha Taim Rabbah, but I know that you, I know capital U, is running whatever it is. When I'm Mala the Malchus up to Mishpat, then I could be Mechaberet to Das, and it's within Das, like we said, in that hidden lip of the Moichas Dima'a, as it's being refined ever so slightly, as the Kruma de Avira, that separating partition that blocks the light of ascendant awareness from being expressed in our minds, it expresses itself in the secret of Das, it expresses itself in the secret of intuitive knowing, which is Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the secret of drawing down the light of the Kohanim and the light of Kriyas HaMeisim into our lives. And so what the Tzaddikim are doing, and they're finding within the Gevuros themselves, within the concealment itself, they're finding the opportunity to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within their Das, that's able to see that in truth, Tahir Ir Tiveria, that everything is good, and that there's a hidden light of concealment at, that resides in everything. Zak, the Heilig Zohar HaKadosh. Ma Rav Tuvcha, how great is your goodness? Kama ilo v'yakira hahini hira ilo d'ikra toiv. How profoundly wondrous and valuable is this ascendant light that is referred to as Tov. Tov is the secret of 17, Esa Shamayim v'Esa Aretz, the Shem of Das, the connectivity between above and below, which is that point of Rashbi, that point of the Das of Moshe and the Das of Rashbi, Ki Loi Tishkach Mipi Bizarro, the connectivity between the past and the present, the connectivity between above and below, B'chad Katira Akterina, the secret of the Yehudim Kamoyscha, the secret of Vias HaMashiach through the Das HaAmiti, through the Hiskalus of the Or HaGonos, that light, that ascendant light is the light of goodness. It's the light, the hidden light, the Yara Leikim Asaor. Hashem revealed that light of Das. Hashem revealed that concealed light, which is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above concealment and revelation, but he's everywhere present at every moment. Ki Toiv V'dahu Or HaGonos, and that is the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to conceal. Debei Ovid Kudsh Baruch Hu, in order to reveal that light of concealment, like we said. Debei Ovid Kudsh Baruch Hu, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created goodness. Tav Ba'alma V'loim Mani Le'bechol Yuma Begin Debei Metkayim Alma V'kayim Aleh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not remove that light from existence at the very recesses of existence for any moment, because if that light actually left the recesses of existence in the concealed way that it manifests on a regular basis at every single moment without any separation whatsoever, then the world would cease to exist. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed that light externally, but in truth, the concealment of that light externally was only to give birth to the secret of the concealed light internally, which is that presence of all things at every moment, in spite of the fact that it's not present, which is the secret of the Taurus Chacham, which is Ein Silik Moichin Ba'olam Klal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that light to be revealed at every moment. Asher Safanta L'Reyecha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides it away to those who fear him. So there's a hiddenness as well, in spite of the fact that it's ever present. The Tznan, as it's taught, Nehura Ila Ovid Kutsh Barichu Kad Bara Alma. There was a profound ascendant light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilized and expressed when he created the world. V'gonez Leila Tzadikaya L'Zimna Da'asi, and it was hidden away for the Tzadikim for the time that is to come. And obviously there's a stira here. We see on the one hand it's present, on the other hand it's reserved for the future. But the yishuv to this kasha is going to be the way that we look at the future in the word da'asi as it's expressed in the Zohar HaKadosh. Because when we say Alma da'asi, it doesn't mean something that's reserved strictly for the future, but rather it's a futurity. It's a orientation towards a future in spite of the fact that I'm not in the future yet, and I'm drawing that future into the present in the secret of Nahar Yoitza Mi'eden, the Hashkes Esagan, and Alma da'asi, the Asi Atadar. Haraya, that Tzadikim point out that da'asi, which means the world to come, is actually an identification of the traits that are necessary to draw out this future consciousness even prior to the actual emergence of the future of Olamecha Tera B'chayecha. The Asi is Das, Aleph is Dalet is Das, Aleph is Emuna, Tav is Torah and Tefillah, and Yud is Yichudim. And through these four processes of Das and Emuna and Torah, Tefillah, and Yehudim, a person has the ability of tasting their world in their days. So it's not truly hidden and it's not truly revealed, because it's hidden, but at the same point, it's revealed in its hiddenness. The gun is laid at Sadikaya Lazamna the Asian. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden it away. Gunuz is not taken away. It's simply something that is not present in the way that we orient our minds to that which is present. Havehu dechsuv asher tzafan to the reyacha pa'alta l'choysen bach. This is what the pasuk means when David HaMelech says that you've hidden away to those who fear you and that you have kind of engaged with and performed for those who have take comfort in you. Pa'alta bezimna de isbari alma. You engaged with this light in the time that the world was created. Hahu nuhura havekayim v'nahir mereshad. This light illuminated from one edge of the world to the other, from the Tov to the Ra, from the concealment to the revelation, above or below. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked, saw the treacherous nature of human experience that can emerge from the misuse of these ideas, from that misutilization or utilizing the crown of the king to fight against the king himself, the secret of the ever-present nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret of the Or HaGonuz and the Einun Milvado, and this Das of Yediya, this Chachma orientation, runs the risk of keeping a person in a place where they're going to say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows anything, everything, and everything is already preset, because everything is already just simply an expression of Einun Milvado, then there's a certain wickedness and a certain transgressive attitude that can come about from that, which is the secret of unfortunately falling into that place of transforming Keser into Kares, where the ideas, the very depth and the medicinal value of Pnimiyas HaTorah serves the opposite purpose. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there Or HaGonuz would be misused or could be misused, that light of Yediyah could be misused, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed it. Gonuz le lahahu nuhura, and he concealed that light, dechsiv v'yimna merishaim oirim. But that light is not fully concealed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set it up to be revealed to the tzaddikim ba'alma da'asi, and we said alma da'asi is the alma da'asi tadir, the light that is perpetually arriving, as it says in Idrizuta, v'dohu asher tzafan to l'reyacha, and this is what it means, that it's hidden away to those who fear you. It's hidden away in the present moment itself. It's just revealed by way of hiddenness. Tzafnas paneach, the concealment of the light is to reveal the light of concealment. V'chsiv, and the pasuk says, v'zarcha lechem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakum merapeh b'kanfeha. And the pasuk says that the sun is going to shine on those who are righteous and fear me, and it's going to bring healing with it. Tachazi, and this is a month of healing. Iyar ani Hashem rofecha. Tachazi b'shayis the barnash kayim lemeach lahu alma. That when a person is prepared to go into that next place, when a person is prepared to ascend, every ascension is nechshav as a misa. In the Bir of the Arizal on Megillas Rus, we see that Vayamas is seen as the Misa of the Gevuros of that particular moment, and it's the death of the negativity, and it's the ascension into a state of goodness. So that death can also be conceived as a term that represents the death of concealment, which is necessary for the sake of ascending upwards in a level of revelation. It's the secret of Mesiras Nefesh, which is not a degradation, but rather an ascension. And in that place, B'shaisa Debarnash, Kayim Lemeach, Lahu Almo, when a person can no longer see that light of concealment, that hidden light, and they get ready to separate from a moment of das, there's gimel shluchim that are sent to a person, and a person comes to realize that they will not be able to perceive what they need to perceive as long as they remain in this world. And that day is a day of din, Malka boy pikdoina delay. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to reveal to this person that the shift has to come, the shift in consciousness has to come, the shift in the way of looking has to come, that it's time to change my orientation. The old way of looking has to die in a certain way, and now I have to ascend to a new way of looking. Zokahu barnash de pikdoina osiv lamalka kamad isyav le begave. How wondrous will be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and meets that person. And meets that person and sees the state that that person is in and realizes that they're in the same state in which they were given over in the beginning, that purity, that refinement, that Or HaGonuz orientation. And if in that moment the way that I looked in this world is concealed and is covered over in the darkness of the body, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to look at the nature of the Or HaOiris and the Neshama, and the body has darkened it over to prevent it from seeing the Or HaGonuz, woe to the individual that feels that. A person opens their eyes and they see that Malach HaMavas, that process and that transition to the next level of Avodah, that Misa of the lower level and the ascension to the higher level, that Mesiras Nefesh of going from a way of looking that kept me stuck in constrictive attitudes and is necessary to be destroyed to a certain degree so that I can ascend upwards. The Saifa Shlifa Biyadei, and there's a sword, there's a cherev, every transition, every choice that one makes in their life to kill off something negative in their lives and ascend upwards in an expression of Chaim, demands a severing, it demands a moment of decision and incision, a cutting away of something that is no longer present in a person's life. That's the cherev hoitzata mitara. Rabbi Shimon gives us the koyach of sham avon, there's an avon there, there's a choshech mash avon. You take that very same expression of the chet and you kill the chet with the chet itself. You mahapich the nachash into the mata. You take the cherev, you take the churban of the cherev, and you transform it into a hischabrus and the secret of anam b'chavivus satalya milso, the secret of hischabrus and hiskashrus. Of Atvahav Besofo, of a yichud between a father and a son, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar. The Saifa Shlifa Biyade, and that sword of separation for the sake of a renewed connection is there. Kister Bekitrin Bekumta Dahu Barnash Velesle Lenafshe Koshiv Bekula Kaprishu Delay Min Gufe de Barnash. And there's no pain greater than that moment of letting go of the previous way of looking and ascending up to a new way of looking. Again, we're looking at the Zohar Kadosh now and talking about Misa. As the expression of Misa, as the Arizal is Masbir in his Bir Tzadik Yisod Oilam on Megillus Rus, is that the Misa is the Misa of the negative level for the sake of ascending a higher level. But any choice is Kasha Kishol. It takes a profound level and it takes a tolerance of a spiritual moment of death, so to speak, to transition to the next level, to pick oneself up from the concealment of their mind, heart, or behaviors that keeps them stuck. A moment of Bechira is a moment of Misa. It's an extension of the self beyond its previous casing. It's an extension of my das, so that what I previously was in a moment before is considered as mace in accordance to the true chaim that I experience right now. And so we're describing now that once a person, like a kohen, who sees through the tumah of misa and is under aware of the undulating light and unity that exists in all things, so in this place, when a person comes to transition and a person comes to ascend up a level, which by definition means letting go of previously held beliefs in the endless process of tshuva and the endless process of making shalom with oneself between the nefesh and the guf. So in this place, the ikkar is to be aware of the fact that it's going to be a painful process of letting go of previously held beliefs. As Rav Tzadok HaKohen Meleblin says that kolos kolos kashos, why are all beginnings hard? Because they come from some beginning's end, because there's a moment of ending, and that ending of something is kasha kamisa kavyochol. And in that Malach HaMavis, that moment of separation, that moment of decision, that miracle of Bechira, of connecting back to the Or HaGanuz, so a human being lifts up their eyes and they experience that moment of I can't, but I can. I can't, but I can. That moment of Bechira, of overcoming the restrictions and the limitations of self so as to reveal myself the miracle of the more contained within the less, which is the secret of the Hiskabris over the Yitzhara. In that moment, the Hiskabris over death, the Hiskabris over the Malach HaMavas, the Hiskabris over concealment and the attachment to the Or HaGanuz. Ubarnash loy mis ad d'chamei l'shchinte. And a person does not ascend upwards until they see the Shechina. In that moment of Kvishas Ayetzer, in that moment of ascending upwards and killing off the concealment of myself, killing off the lower level of myself, experiencing that Misa, experiencing that shedding that Rabbi Shimon Kavyachol experiences as the Yetzahara that existed in the Ma'ara is transformed into a Levush Chashmal. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yair sees the cracks in his skin. He says, Oy li yishter re'isi bikach. Woe to me that I see you as such, and such abject suffering. And Rabbi Shimon says, Oy lecha sher re'isi bikach, ashrecha sher re'isi bikach, keim le re'isi bikach, la re'isi bikach. Woe to you that you see me as such. Praiseworthy are you that you have seen me as such, because if you did not see me as such, then I would not appear as such. It's specifically through that death-bringing severity of the Bechira Tachach, the Bacharta B'chaim, the secret of the Hiskashus, what the Shulchan Aruch points out between Lag Ba'omer and Purim, which is the secret of Peleg Chai. Peleg Chai, the secret of at the edge, there's life that comes out of that concealment. There's an Etzem that's Neskala, Kavyachol. And at that moment of choice, a person connects to and sees the Shechina, connects to and sees that Or HaGanuz, Migoy Sigiu Ti Uvta the Shechinte. And it's that desire towards the Shechinte, Nav Shenokava Lakable the Shechinte. Out of that yearning that is the killing off of the external layers of the self and the ascent into the truer element of self and the next darga, the death of the previous moment and the birth of the new one, a person transforms all of that pain and severity demanded for the nakuda of Bechira, and it becomes a taiva and a hiskashus and a ishtoikus to the Shechina. This is the Or HaGanuz. This is the light of the Kohanim. This is the light of Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta L'Reicha, where the tsar of that transition into that place of Tzur Meira, that light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where we're able to Kedai Lismuch Alai, to plant our feet into the ground, to pivot. To say no, to pivot our feet in an act of gevura ilah, in an act of gevura ilah, in the secret of ezu gibor akoyvish es yitzro, that kviyasha sayetzer is the hariga of the yitzahara, which is the moment of misa. It's the shchita of the yitzahara every single moment, and in that moment of death, the death of the yitzahara, there's a hiskabris of the yitzhar tov, and it's painful in the beginning, and then that pain of growth gets transitioned into the urgency and the yearning towards hiskashris to shchina, and all difficulty and all concealment is transformed into a makom, an incubator of creating this drive, this yearning to come from the very bottom itself back up to the source of Chaya Chaim, Stimu de Stimen, the Shirish of Or Ein Sof Kavyachal Asetz Neskala to us. The Zohar HaKadosh continues in Daf Tzadi Gimel. We were on Peches earlier, but just again, as I was looking through the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor, the light very often of Lag BaOmer, the light of the Ramah, Reish Mem Aleph, which is the light of Emor, which is the light of Birur HaSvekos, that Ein Simcha Kahataras HaSveikos, and the Ramah was B'nai Yisrael Yoitzim B'Yad Ramah, that Rabbi Shimon's promise that the Torah would not be forgotten was fine. The Torah won't be forgotten, but it won't be found in a single place. It's going to be Adarim Adarim. It's going to be a splintering of a truth. Memeila say the Tzadikim that one of the symptoms of exile is the scattering of the Torah. And so anytime that the Torah is going to be collected back into a singular place, it's a hisnoitzitzitz of geula. And that was what the Ramah was. The Ramah was that koyach of the poisik acharon very often when it came to Ashkenaz in his capacity to collect together all of the various shitos and to bring it down into a very clear place, a hagah. Hagah is gematria 13, the secret of achdos, of being ma'achid things, the Yad Ramah. And in Parshas Emor, very often we have this hiskabrus. The Ramah's Yartzeit is also in Lag BaOmer, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because the two tzaddikim share the very same essence, which is the hiskabrus of Vada'us over Safik, the hiskabrus of Chaim over Misa. Which is why the Ramah, who's the Paisek, who takes the Safik, the Sveikos, which is Gematria 240, which is the Sharish of Amalek, which causes the Amelus and the exile of Torah, and the prevention of the Hizgalus of the Chasveth Asman Daraisa, which is the Chita, which is the bread of Torah, which remains concealed in the Kash and the Tevin of Yishmael and Edom, and we have to break our minds through Kash and Teretz, Tiyufta, and Sveikos, and Sveik Sveika, in order to uncover that inner light. We have to go through the Marav Tufcha Shet Safanta L'Reacha, that secret of the Gvuros Naraos, in order to uncover the light of revelation. But it's specifically there, from that place, that we're Miskaber over the Safik. And that's the secret. That's the secret of Parshas Emor, the ability to be miskaber one over Amalek. It's 241, and very often Lag BaOmer falls out in Parshas Emor when it's not a leap year. And the reason for that is ultimately because the light of Emor, the light of the Ramah, the light of the Paisik Acharon of miskaber over the Sveikos and the darkness is Gufa Mamish, the light of Rabbi Shimon in the Zohar HaKadosh and in Metzias, and which is why both of those tzaddikim, the Ramah and Rabbi Shimon, share a yartzeit. And just a little bit weiter in Parshas Emor, where we see another bringing up of the Or HaGanuz, another ability to live life in accordance with this hidden vision, that if I'm looking at the externalities of life, I'm foolish to claim that I see the inner vision, because there's a separation between the outer and the inner vision. There's a separation between truth and the truth of truth. There's a separation between the inside and the outside. There's a separation between the Idrab and the Jezuta. But ultimately, it's the ability to see the externality and to be aware of the externality, and then to see twice and look within the externality to see the inner light of the pulsating inside of it, which is the secret of the Emes La'Amisa, to see both and to make shalom out of the two of them. That's the light of Aaron HaKohen. That's the light of the Mesiris Nefesh of Aaron HaKohen, which is the Gematria of 336, the light of Purim, which is Mukusher Behechlet, to the light of Rashbi and to Lag BaOmer and to the secret of the Ramah and Hiskabris over Amalek. And that's the Hisnaitzitzitz of the Or HaGanuz. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, over here it's Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gvuros themselves, the concealment of the light is coming to reveal the opening of the light itself and the secret of a Titzchak Liyamacharon. V'yikr Eloikim L'or Yom. Taninan, we were taught, Or Dahavi B'kadmisa Havei Nahir Me Seifa Alma L'Seifa Alma. That this light illuminated from one edge of the world to the other edge, where good, bad, light, darkness were all revealed to be unified in the unimaginable unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked and saw that not only there was the potential of the misuse of this awareness, this fundamental awareness of the Yediya consciousness, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always Einan Mavado, that light of Ishbitz and Radzin and the Torah of the Mashiach and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that. Gan es leil tzadikayu la'amad asi, and Hashem hid it away for the tzadikim to experience in the endless process of the world that is to come, that is perpetually coming. Aveyu dichsev, as the pasuk says, v'yimne mirusham orim. Dichsev or zaru letzadik, but at the same time, the light is taken away from the Rishayim and it's concealed, but it's sewn away and it's hidden away in the light of the Tzaddikim, meaning to say they have the ability to experience it here and now. That's the light of Rabbi Akiva. That's the light of Rabbi Akiva, the Sofei Tevos of Or Zeru LeTzaddik, Ulisha Lev Simcha, the secret of Gamzu LeToiva, the secret of Ma'arav Tuvcha, Shedzfant L'Reyecha, the secret of the Gvuros and the concealment of light, giving birth to the light of concealment. And that's the secret of Tachazi V'yikra Elokim L'Or Yoyim L'Choyshech Kar Laila. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the day day and the light and the night night, the darkness darkness. Hotanina, and we've learned already, he or the Kfar Havi, this light that emerged, this clarity of vision, was a light that always already was. When we talk about the Shvira, it's always Mekadmat Dana, from a time prior to time, so too with the light. The light always precedes the darkness in its existence. In spite of the fact that the highest form of light is going to be nechshav as a choshech klape that which is above it. And if you wanted to say that this was just a day that was devoid of light, so now that we can taste the Or HaGanuz, now that we know the secret of the Or HaGanuz, maybe we'll say it's just the light without a night, maybe it's just light without darkness, maybe go straight for the emes la'amiso and ignore the emes, maybe look to a world that's devoid of any tumas misa lagamre and just look at the secret of chaye hachayim while ignoring the externalities. If you want to come and claim that each one operates in its own functionality, that in truth, Erev and Boikir, darkness and night, the concealment prior to revelation and the revelation of concealment, are both fundamentally, inherently connected to one another in the secret of Shivis Yasham the Negdi Tamid, in the secret light of Shivayun Lagamri, that Or of Keser, that's Megala, how Choshech and Or are Miyachid together, how Eskalus and Hester are Miyachid together, and that's the Or HaGanuz, that's the light of Gam Zul Toiva, that's the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's able to say, Al Safa Misa Chayim Adoilam, the light of Abba and Ima, the light of Chochman Bina, the Machaber, the light of Atika Kadish on Zer Anpin. Zok the Zaira Kadosh, Leis, the Laila lays below Yom, the lays Yom below Laila, because in truth there's no night without day and there's no day without night. And in truth, there's no Eskalus of Achdus or the Or HaGanuz except in the combination and the unification and the sewing together of that prior unity that is revealed now in fuller force once it's been sewn back together. It's only going to be revealed as Echad in the secret of Kigavna. There's an Achdus that's only in Skala when the lower parts of separation reveal an Achdus to reveal their connectivity to the higher levels of Achdus that have always been in a state of unity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, light and darkness, concealment and the revelation within concealment, they're referred to as unity. And one without the other, as profound it is to say such a thing, one without the other is not referred to as echad. Tachazi from the perspective of Das Tachton. Begin the Knesset Yisrael Hashta Begalusa Kavyachal Loi Ikri Echad. As long as we're still in exile, as long as that light of concealment is hidden away only for the tzaddikim, and we don't have the access to connecting to the tzaddikim, Baruch Hashem, we do in our generation, mamish. But there's always every moment of his kashus to the tzaddikim, yichidi hadoros, the tzaddikim in their svarim, the tzaddikim in real life. Every moment of his kashus is just another revelation of the need for more his kashus. And that in relationship to the hiskashus panimi that the individual felt the moment before, there's an endless opportunity to uncover deeper understandings of hiskashus panimi, irrespective of externalization of the relationship. And when is there going to be a revelation of oneness? B'shaisa d'yafkin Yisrael megalusa. This Or HaGanuz, this echad, this Or HaOiris will be revealed when Klal Yisrael are ascendant and removed from exile. The Knesset Yisrael, ahadras la'asrei. And Knesset Yisrael return to their place, Knesset Yisrael return to Eretz Yisrael, Lizdavgebe, to find unity there, to find the secret of Achdus there within Eretz Yisrael, B'kud Shebarichu, Haveyu Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, B'yom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, that the tachlis of coming to the land itself, the tachlis of his hadras la'are, is for the purpose of Lizdavgebe, B'kud Shebarichu, Haveyu Dechsev, B'yom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, B'gin Kach V'yarev Ayboka Yom Echad, You need the concealment and the revelation, the concealment of the light in order to reveal the light of concealment. And one without the other is not referred to as one. Be'ezras Hashem, to live in the light of the Kohanim, to live in the light of Parshas Emor, to live in the light of seeing through the concealment and seeing the light of Chai HaChayim that pulsates within every fabric of existence at each and every moment with the Shem Havaya, Ha'atzmi, that is perpetually unfolding within the mind of the individual, to be Zoicha, to Oilamecha Terabachayecha, to taste a moment of Chai HaChayim in the Zman, in the Helig Zman of Sriyasa Omer, where a person has the opportunity to be Metakein, the Pagam of Loinahagu Kavudzel, of Hakar Satov, of the recognition of the inherent unification that exists within all separation and all apparent disunity and severance is in truth just being megalazine on a deeper level of revelation each and every moment. Be'ezras Hashem, ad vias goyel.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.